Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault, and it's Wednesday, so that means it's time for Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health with the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit, to stop by for her weekly health call. Welcome back, Dr. Lee.
Hello, it's always great to be here.
Well, and this is an interesting topic that we're talking about today. April is Oral Health Month, and we did have a conversation earlier this month, Linda did, with a hygienist to talk about things. But, you know, a lot of people, I don't know if they separate, you know, dental health from the rest of, you know, the health system that we have. But I think it's really important and really great that the health unit is thoroughly involved when it comes to oral health. And we'll get into that in just a minute or so. But let's sort of start at the beginning here. April is Oral Health Month. And of course, there's a theme every year. What is the theme for this year?
So the theme this year really is about oral health in public health. So it works out well for us. And it's a general topic, really thinking about all the different ways in which the health unit gets involved in oral health work. And like you said, oral health is such a broad topic. It can include so much. It can include, I think, you know, we think a lot about teeth, but thinking separately, for example, about gums, which are a big part of oral health, thinking as well about things that affect, you know, the cheeks, all the different parts of the mouth. There are, for example, certain cancers that affect the oropharynx, so that the mouth and throat, and as well things like smoking and alcohol also affect oral health. So there's lots to cover. In terms of the work of the health unit, I should say that a lot of our work is done according to the requirements of the province. So there are a number of health units across the province, and each of us does do something with teeth and oral health and dental programs as required by the province. And so that can include messages to the community as a whole, but also include clinical services, dental services, and preventive services as well. Our team here at the health unit has registered dental hygienists. We have dental assistants as well as administrative assistants. And something to keep in mind as well is that there's a lot of things to do with if something has gone wrong with oral health and especially your teeth, but there's also lots to do with preventive care and routine care of your teeth, dental care, as well as oral health. And so there's I think, you know, people think about brushing your teeth or flossing. Those are big parts of it, but there are some other things as well.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you mentioned oral health versus dental health, and obviously they go in concert with one another because your teeth are in your mouth. But it's interesting that oftentimes when a tongue cancer or another type of tumor is discovered, it's done so by a dentist because they're in your mouth likely more often than, you know, your family doctor or nurse practitioner may be.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they really have the expertise to notice when there's something absolutely wrong, right? And they also have sometimes special tools and techniques to detect issues with the mouth. And then the other thing to notice or to note is that there are a number of health issues that manifest with issues in the mouth. So for example, there are some rheumatoid diseases one of the early changes may be in the mouth. There may be some infections, for example, HIV. There's some toxins, etc., from the environment that can show up in the mouth as well. And so there's lots to consider there. I have to say, from the really you know, that really goes quite far down into the expertise that's beyond the health unit. I should make that caveat clear.
Yes.
We can provide a little bit of that early sort of, you know, we're oftentimes Looking, especially for kids, looking into people's mouths and then doing a bit of a screening. But things that are unusual, we would be referring to a dentist. And then occasionally, depending on the situation, it might be people's doctor or nurse practitioner or sort of healthcare provider as well. So we all really work in concert with each other.
So let's talk about the health unit then in public health, and maybe tell us a little bit more about what oral health services are provided by the health unit. And at the same time, maybe tell us how it's a little bit different than what you're going to get from your regular dentist.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that we do, and I'll maybe split it up into one is sort of administrative and helping people get access to programs, and then the other is providing health services directly. So some of the services that we provide directly are first-year oral health assessments for children, dental screening and fluoride varnishes in schools. We have dental clinics as well. We do also, not just individual things, but population level. We monitor fluoride levels in community drinking water systems. We provide oral health information and resources to members of the community. And for example, things like our early on programs or some of the other programs that we provide. We also integrate teaching and information about how to brush brush your teeth, how to floss, et cetera, especially for young children where it can be a little bit challenging. And some advice on healthier or less risky foods and drinks. So, for example, avoiding sugary drinks and drinking water. Those are part and parcel of a lot of the work that we do. In terms of the administrative pieces of it, the province does have a dental programs, a few dental programs that are run through the health unit. And so this is Healthy Smiles Ontario, as well as the Ontario Dental's Seniors Dental Care Program. And we also have a local community-based service for residents of Lees and Grenville, which is the Emergency Adult Dental Assistance Fund, which is funded through the United Way. And so there's a number of things that we do there as well. In general, we provide services for specific members of the community. So that would be the Healthy Smiles and Ontario Seniors Dental and Emergency Adult Dental. We also provide services for groups of people, so that would be in schools and early years. And then as well, we provide services for the general public and general messaging. So that would be overall education, monitoring of fluoride, et cetera.
So let's talk a little bit about two of these programs in a little bit more detail. One of them is the Healthy Smiles Ontario program. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that. And at the same time, talk about the new Canada Dental Benefit Program, which we have heard about as well.
Yeah, so Healthy Smiles Ontario is an Ontario-wide program for free dental care for children and youth that are 17 and under. They do need to meet certain eligibility criteria, and we're happy to go through those eligibility criteria for anybody who contacts us directly. So don't hesitate to reach out. We do have, so this is a program that covers dental needs for x-rays, cleanings, fillings, urgent care, things like that. We do also provide dental screening in schools, and part of the process of the dental screening in schools is to offer this program for any kids that may need dental work or to see a dentist, but can't necessarily afford it on their own. And so children and youth enrolled in this program can receive dental treatment at their local dental office. And I should say a little bit more as well about the screening that we do in schools. Certain grades in elementary schools all across our region, and that's every elementary school, one of our main roles for the dental team is to provide dental screening for those grades. And so, consistently, we track kids over time a little bit. And as well, we see a number of kids, approximately 4,500 to 5,000 students a year. And that's a way that we sort of are able to have an eye on the dental and oral health of kids all in our community. And then also, like I said, refer people to Healthy Smiles for any specific clinical dental care that they need.
Excellent. And I like too that you mentioned earlier that you talk about in schools as well, as we're kind of on the kids side of it here. You talk about reiterating the importance of dental health. And I think it's great if it especially for the young kids to mention these things over and over again, and so they hear it and then it becomes, well, geez, this is something I need to do. I need to take care of my teeth so that they're good down the road. Now, the other one that, of course, people are just learning about, it's still pretty new and isn't really 100% cemented as to how it's going to look down the road, but that's the interim candidate dental benefit. This is the one that came from the federal government.
So this is the one that, like you said, was introduced quite recently. And so far, the eligibility is for children under 12 years of age and who are in families earning less than $90,000 a year. But there is additional sort of progress or change to that program that the federal government is apparently planning. So we don't administer the program here at the health unit, and the eligibility and application process is through the government of Canada. So I would encourage people who are eligible or who have questions to go to the government of Canada website, where they do have information about
Yeah, absolutely. And basically, I mean, it's so good that you bring that up because if people are listening and saying, well, I'm not really covered here, instead of saying, and this is what we offer, you're saying there are other options outside of the health unit too. And as you said, Canada.ca, the place to go and see that. And that's one that's evolving as well. So who knows what could happen? I mean, who knows what could happen to it after the next election? But if, we'll keep that part of it out of this conversation.
Sure.
But honestly, you're right. Like, go to Canada.ca, the best way to look at it. Now, there's also one specifically geared towards seniors. And this is another group that often feels like they're forgotten or they do not have any options out there when it comes to dental care.
So there are a number of challenges for older adults in terms of their teeth and oral health. And I would say, there's again, maybe I'll split it up into the administrative challenges and the health challenges. In terms of the health challenges, one of the reasons it's important to maintain your teeth is because they do suffer consequences of poor overall care, chronic poor overall care when you get older, right? And so you start losing your teeth, you have tooth pain, chips, etc. So those can be real challenges for people on a number of fronts. In terms of health, teeth are so important for healthy eating and being able to eat the foods that people enjoy, and food being such a part of people's social world, and the ways in which they affirm their culture, their identity. So that's one element. The other is sometimes when you have tooth pain, it's difficult to concentrate on other things. So not just eating, but it can be difficult to speak, to laugh, etc. And so that can be a challenge. And then the last thing I'll also mention is that sometimes people feel self-conscious about their teeth, or feel as though their teeth affect their mental health beyond just, you know, whether or not they have pain. And that can be a challenge as well. And so all of those things are important to consider for dental care and sort of tooth care. But then as well, older adults are more likely to have other health issues that do affect the teeth. So for example, diabetes, as well as the ways in which tooth health and oral health can affect overall health. So that includes things like, you know, there's some potential association between tooth health, oral health in general, so including the gums, and heart disease and stroke and things like that, which is not, you know, the evidence is still very new and not very clear yet, but something worth noting as well. And so that's the health side of things. From the administrative side of things, the reality is that sometimes it's really hard to afford dental care, especially for older adults with lower income, and especially because that's the season in which the dental care may be really expensive. And so this is where the Ontario Seniors Dental Care Program can come in and be helpful. So the eligibility here is people 65 years and older. There are additional eligibility criteria, and again, I would encourage people to either come to the Health Unit website or contact us by phone to ask about those. We certainly have lots more information. It is an income criteria for the eligibility, and then as well, not having other forms of dental benefits. This program will cover x-rays, cleanings, fillings, urgent care. And we partner actually with the Rideau Community Health Service to provide this program, and they've been a really wonderful partner to be doing the dental work itself. So there are dentists, there are dental hygienists, dental assistants, etc., who work with the Rideau Community Health Services dental team, and they provide treatment in four locations in our region. So that's Smiths Falls, Lanark, Westport, and Brockville.
Yeah, and I think there's also some medications that can affect teeth as well, that are out there. So again, it's if you start to notice things are happening, then like you said, you talk to your doctor, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that's also really important, if people have both a doctor or a nurse practitioner, as well as a dentist, is just keeping each other in the loop, so that people know what's happening, what the plan is. So that may be those two groups connecting directly, or the patient or the client. Bringing information from one group to the other, just so everyone's on the same page.
Lots of great stuff there, doctor. And if people would like to find out a little bit more, there are obviously some resources that are out there provided by the health unit and other sources as well.
Absolutely. We have all sorts of information on our website. So you go to health information, and then you go to oral health, and there it is. You can call us 1-800-660-5853. We are on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, so we can be reached through those social media as well. And of course, dentists and dental offices in our region, we do work very closely with them, and so they would know lots about services we provide, ways in which we work with each other, and have more information about oral health and people's dental health in their offices as well. So all sorts of information.
Absolutely. And now is just as good a time as any during Dental Health, Oral Health Month, which is
Oh, hold
what April is. It's still early, too. Plenty of time to take care of your mouth.
Absolutely.
Dr. Lee, it's always a pleasure to have you here. We look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Absolutely. And see you next week.
You bet. Dr. Lena Lee, the Medical Officer of Health for the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. More information can be found at healthunit.org. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening.